Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Another successful search warrant at what authorities are calling a drug sales residence on R Street, Eureka. 9:30 a.m. yesterday, the EPD's problem-oriented policing team targeted a second home after their investigation of 30-year-old Kevin James Holsey led them there. Authorities raided the first home Tuesday of this week, discovering drugs, firearms, and more. A similar turnout, as the second home was also located on the 1600 block of R Street. 15 firearms and a half pound of processed marijuana were seized, a street value of $1,000. However, the property does not belong to Holsey. Officers also report potential fire hazards associated with indoor marijuana grow, so PG&E was contacted to disconnect the electrical service. 30 minutes later, 10 a.m. yesterday, investigators searched a third home on the 900 block of N Street, where 28-year-old Travis Matthew Collins was detained on a probation offense. 3 ounces of marijuana were also seized. EPD predicts more arrests may follow as the investigation continues. There's a brand new all-Spanish radio station in the region. Reporter Dan Squire has more.
The Eureka Broadcasting family is growing. We are proud to announce the newest station in our stable of radio stations, an all-Spanish news, weather, sports, and music station, Juan. You can find JUAN on the AM dial at 790. Owner and general manager Brian Papstein pointed out how the changing demographics of the county pointed him in the direction of starting the all-Spanish radio station.
The reason we're so excited about the format is because the population group in Humboldt County is over 10% that's identified as being Hispanic, that there really hasn't been a viable option for them in radio for quite some time.
The latest census numbers puts the Hispanic population in Humboldt County at 10.4%, a number that Brian says makes other business owners wake up and take notice as well.
Local businesses have been scrambling for the last 4 or 5 years trying to find a way to grow their bottom line. This gives them an opportunity that hasn't been there in the past to be able to reach out into this community that is a very vibrant and very viable segment and be able to grow their businesses.
Again, you can find JUAN on the AM dial at 790. All Spanish news, music, sports, and weather here in Humboldt County.
Thanks, Dan. Green Diamond Resource Company announced yesterday that if you're driving on Highway 299, you may see signs of fire on company property along the route. Green Diamond is conducting controlled burns on its property in efforts to reduce fire hazard and recycle nutrients, and there is no cause for alarm. If you have any questions or concerns, please contact Green Diamond. More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili. Or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good. Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
The CHP announced yesterday that it will open recruiting and begin accepting applications in January for those interested in becoming a CHP officer. Eligible applicants must be between 20 and 35, a high school graduate with no prior felony convictions, and able to pass a battery of tests and evaluations in the selection process. Applications will be accepted online from January 3rd through the 5th, and it's the first time in 3 years the CHP has accepted applications. For more information, check the website, chpcareers.com. Humboldt Bay firefighters are preparing for another Christmas season by kicking off their annual Share the Magic of Christmas Toy Drive. Humboldt Bay firefighters will escort Santa Claus to the Bayshore Mall next Friday, kicking off the toy campaign, which will run through December. Toys can be donated at the mall through November 25th, and then at any of the Humboldt Bay fire stations, along with several businesses in Eureka, as well as the Eureka City Hall. The toy gift should be new and unwrapped and will be distributed to local children by the Salvation Army. For more information about the Humboldt Bay Firefighters Toy Drive, contact David Terry at Fire Headquarters on C Street. Redwood Memorial Hospital announced that the annual benefit ball supporting Redwood Memorial was a rousing success. The event raised more than $140,000, funds that will be used to purchase state-of-the-art radiology equipment as well as renovate the radiology room. Over the years, the benefit ball has raised more than $2 million to support Redwood Memorial Hospital. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.